When good renovations go bad, NYC violations and how to fix them. Even carefully planned renovation projects can spiral into legal trouble when violations occur, turning a home improvement into a drawn-out dispute with city agencies that can threaten your ability to sell, refinance, or simply enjoy the finished space. The Department of Buildings does not distinguish between an honest mistake and a willful violation. Both carry the same financial and legal consequences. A single oversight, whether it is starting work without proper permits, deviating from approved plans, or hiring an unlicensed contractor, can trigger violations that halt a project, impose fines, and require remediation that often costs more than doing the work correctly from the start. Understanding how the violation system works is the best way to avoid it, and to know your options if a violation does occur. Stop work orders. A stop work order is the DOB's most severe enforcement action. It immediately halts all construction activity, and work cannot resume until the order is officially lifted, often arriving in the middle of a project when contractors are mid-phase and timelines are tight. Stop work orders are typically issued when work proceeds without proper permits, construction deviates significantly from approved plans, a condition poses an immediate safety risk to workers or occupants, unlicensed contractors are performing regulated work. Resolving one generally means filing new permit applications for any unpermitted work, revising plans if the built conditions no longer match what was approved, paying accumulated fines, and scheduling a DOB inspection before permission to resume is granted. The cost of a stop work order rarely stops at the fine itself. Contractor rescheduling fees, extended temporary housing, storage costs for materials and belongings, and in some cases neighbor claims over prolonged disruption can add up well beyond the direct penalty. This same resolution sequence applies to most DOB violations, not just stop work orders. Get the specific violation details and requirements, develop a corrective action plan with licensed professionals if needed, file or revise permit applications, schedule a DOB inspection to verify compliance, and pay accumulated fines to close the case. ECB violations and penalty structures. Environmental Control Board violations and other DOB penalties accrue daily until resolved, which is intentional. The structure is designed to push owners toward quick compliance rather than prolonged delay. Violation type, initial fine daily penalty pattern, working without permits $800 to $2,500, continues until permit obtained, exceeding permitted hours, unsafe conditions, varies by category, accrues until corrected. These figures reflect typical ranges at the time of writing. ECB penalty amounts are adjusted periodically and tend to run higher for repeat violations, so treat any specific number as a starting point and confirm current rates with the DOB or a violations attorney before budgeting around them. Left unaddressed, a violation that started at a few hundred dollars can accumulate into the tens of thousands. Legalization, the path to compliance for completed work. Legalization is the process for bringing already completed, unpermitted, or out-of-scope work into compliance after the fact. It typically costs more and takes longer than obtaining permits before construction begins, since it requires as-built drawings prepared by licensed professionals, a code compliance analysis of the existing work, and professional inspections and certifications. Kitchen layout changes or bathroom relocations involving plumbing and electrical work are some of the more complex legalization cases, since current code may require upgrades the original work did not include, such as an updated electrical panel, improved ventilation, or additional waterproofing. An experienced expediter can be useful here, since navigating DOB procedures, coordinating with architects and engineers, and identifying cost-effective compliance strategies is most of what the legalization process involves. Open violations follow the property. Open DOB violations are not private. They are visible to anyone in the DOB's public BIS database, which means a violation from years ago can surface the moment a buyer's attorney or lender runs due diligence on the unit. In Manhattan, where deals routinely fall through over title issues, this is one of the more painful ways unresolved violations resurface. Closing typically cannot proceed until the violation is cleared, which can stall or kill a sale at the worst possible moment in the transaction. Prevention. The most reliable way to avoid this entire process is to treat compliance as part of the renovation budget rather than an afterthought. Obtain permits before starting work, use only licensed professionals for regulated trades, follow approved plans exactly, or file amendments when conditions change, and keep documentation of everything for future reference. Most violations are preventable, and most that do occur can still be resolved through proper procedure, professional help, and patience, though usually at the cost of additional legal fees, expediter services, and corrective work. Where common mistakes most often trigger DOB violations: starting work without required permits, exceeding the scope of filed plans, using unlicensed contractors for electrical or plumbing work, failing to protect neighboring units or common areas, skipping required inspections, and noise or debris violations from inadequate containment are the most frequent triggers. What causes a stop work order specifically? The triggers covered above, missing permits, plan deviations, safety risks, unlicensed work, account for most cases. A few others worth flagging: obstructing a DOB inspector's access to the site, doing unauthorized after-hours work, and neighbor complaints that bring unpermitted activity to the DOB's attention. A stop work order can pause a project for weeks or months if not addressed quickly. What risks do violations actually carry beyond the fine? In the short term, fines, daily accruing penalties, mandatory reinspections, project delays, and added architect or contractor fees to fix the underlying issue. In the long term, higher insurance premiums, possible board pushback on future renovation requests in the same building, and the closing-related risk covered above if the violation is still open when you go to sell.